From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Delegates to the Paris Climate Change Conference adopted a groundbreaking plan to fight global warming on Saturday. As VOA's Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez reports, the agreement aims to keep the planet from getting hotter, provides investment in poorer countries, and sets carbon emissions levels.
I see the reaction is positive. I see no objections. The Paris Agreement is adopted.
The drop of a gavel by French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius culminates several nights of haggling and years of paralysis on the question of climate change. Cheers erupted among the delegates of nearly 200 nations who, for the first time ever in a 31-page document, agreed on how to move forward to curb global warming. The deal came despite opposition led by India, China, Saudi Arabia, and Malaysia. They argued that industrialized nations should shoulder more of the burden. These nations' economies are dependent on fossil fuels, and the transition to greener energy will be especially painful for them. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
Here in Washington, President Obama hailed the Paris Agreement, saying the deal would mean less carbon pollution and more economic growth.
The targets we've set are bold, and by empowering businesses, scientists, engineers, workers, and the private sector, investors, to work together, this agreement represents the best chance we've had to save the one planet that we've got.
Mr. Obama cited U.S. investment in wind, solar, and other clean energy that helped create jobs and new nationwide standards aimed at cutting emissions by 2030. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.